Good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing? This is the Shukri Wright Show, and this is Shukri Wright filling in this hour for the show that's usually on. That's the voicemobile, Joyce the Voice, doing the filling work for the next hour until 5 o'clock here on these same airwaves. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reef Farm Radio. Usually those that are not familiar with my voice, I usually am on early Saturday mornings hosting the Shukri Wright Show from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on the same airwaves here on 91.5 FM WMFO. As mentioned, I'll be filling in for the next hour on what's normally on at this time for the voicemobile, Joyce the Voice. So I hope you are having a great Wednesday afternoon wherever you may be, and that you are heading home from wherever you may be coming from, whether it's from work or out to lunch or et cetera, et cetera. Regardless, thank you for making this show part of your day. And I want to talk about, start the show off talking about the New England Patriots, because let's face it, training camp starts tomorrow, and those that know and usually listen to the Shukri Wright Show Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford know that the last couple of weeks I've been talking about the Patriots and previewing, looking forward to the start of training camp. Now, that time is here. That time has officially arrived. And, you know, the players have begun reporting the training camp, and already, believe it or not, we already have a major headline, and that's what we're going to start the show with. And I personally cannot believe that you look across the NFL and we are now embarking on the beginning of what is the 100th anniversary of the NFL. However, here in New England, we start the season with a big question mark, amongst others, but there's one major question mark with this team and this organization that is, I have to say, surprisingly hanging over their heads. And that is one of Tom Brady. You can call into the show, 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. Feel free to call in, as we're going to start this special edition of the Shukri Wright Show 1 hour until 5 o'clock here on 91.5 FM WMFO. And we're going to talk about Tom Brady. The story in the last couple of days here has been the contract status of Tom Brady. And amazingly enough, he has never, up until this point, started this season entering his walk here without a contract for the following season. So yeah, that in itself is a bit of a shocker. But what really stands out to me is this. The number one thing that really stands out to me is that when we talk about the Patriots, we talk about the culture that they've built and the brand that they've built over the last 20 years, as this is the 20th season that Belichick is the head coach of these New England Patriots, and as well as Tom Brady entering his 20th season being in the NFL, that Brady has no contract for next season. And there's a lot of layers that I want to be able to sort through in terms of my thoughts on this situation, as surprisingly enough, I think this is already, if it hasn't already, become a major talking point. You know, Robert Kraft has, on some level, you know, tried to downplay the significance of this story. And I just think that you, as an owner, you are an integral piece to the negotiating table, especially when you're talking about ensuring, and as you said, that you want to ensure that Brady finishes his career here in New England as a Patriot, that Belichick, in the words of Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston, he's making it more complicated than what it needs to be. Personally, I don't think he's making it more complicated than what it needs to be. But I have an interesting take on this. I think that Belichick is purposely and deliberately making Brady wait. I think he's purposely making Brady wait on getting that new deal for a variety of reasons. But none more bigger than this one in particular. He had an introductory press conference today down at Gillette Stadium as the Patriots kick off training camp in defense of their Super Bowl title from last season. And he mentioned that he does not want to talk about Brady's contract or any other player's contract. Typical of Belichick, not one to want to talk about too much of the business side when the team comes first. You have 75 players at the start of training camp, if not more, that he's focused on. He's not interested in feeding into what is becoming a major story. And it has become a major story. Because here's the thing. Belichick knows that he has a 42-year-old quarterback. Or should I say, soon to be 42, because he's 41 now. He won't be 42 until August 3rd. And the rule with Belichick always has been, a year too early is better than a year too late. And you can feel free to call into the show at 855-915-9636 to talk Patriots. He has always had upheld this rule of a year too early is better than a year too late. He just drafted the backup, Jared Stidham, out of Auburn. Now, I may be the only man here in New England who may be thinking this, but I'm going to say it. I want to say it out front. I think Belichick realizes that this potentially could be his first opportunity since he traded away Jimmy Garoppolo to draft and groom the quarterback who's going to take over for Brady. And maybe, just maybe, what he's doing now in terms of the negotiating process is the beginning of him pushing Brady out of the door and have Jared Stidham take over as a starting quarterback. And I know just by saying that the collective heads around Boston, in the greater Boston area, and as well as New England, they're thinking, there's no way. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Not really. I want all of you to really think about this for a moment. Now think about this. We all know and have grown accustomed to how Belichick operates, especially on the business side of things. And Brady is no different. No different. He doesn't view Brady above anyone else on this team and on this roster. So my question that I want to pose to all of you New England and all of you Boston and Medford is, do you think Brady is going to ultimately consider playing elsewhere if he doesn't get the contract that he felt that he deserves? Or do you think Brady swallows his pride and takes whatever contract that's given to him by Belichick? That's a question that I really want. I want to hear. What are your thoughts? Feel free to call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. 9636. Because to me, I thought that his press conference was quite telling. And you know, the one thing that really stood out to me in terms of Belichick, in terms of today in particular, especially as training camp officially begins tomorrow, is that Belichick knows that this story in particular, as it surrounds Brady, is slowly but surely becoming a major one. We're talking about the greatest quarterback of all time, undoubtedly. And I have to really wonder if he also realizes and recognizes that, hey, giving Brady an incentive-filled contract isn't going to work or isn't going to fly with Brady this time. He did that last year, and he didn't hit on all the incentives and all the quote-unquote benchmarks, but rather what he did was that in the end, when it mattered most, Brady performed as he always has for the vast majority of his career, delivered when it mattered most, in the most critical times of in the playoffs, especially in the AFC title game, and especially in Super Bowl 53 this past February. So, I also want to pose this following question. Do you believe that the Patriots are ultimately going to get a deal done for Brady? Or do you honestly think that Belichick is not going to meet the demands of Brady, and Brady ultimately walks at the end of the 2019 season? Do you think it's a far-fetched idea? I personally don't think so. Because when you think about the legendary quarterbacks in NFL history that have ended their careers elsewhere, you think of Joe Namath. You think of guys like Joe Montana, another example. Those guys didn't stay with the Jets and 49ers respectively for their entire careers. They ended up going elsewhere. Why? But in the case of Montana, there was a backup in the wings waiting to finally get his chance. And that backup was Steve Young. So my thing is, do you honestly think that Belichick may be just maybe have that Steve Young-esque backup waiting in the wings in Jared Stidham? Or does he have a whole different idea altogether? Because if there's one thing that I know, and especially in life, is that if you are assured something, there's no reluctancy. There's no doubt. There's no second stepping or half stepping and so forth. There's none of that. But what we've seen so far, and you've had all off season from the end of Super Bowl 53, after the duck parade that was back in February, all the way up till now, to get a deal done. And here we are on the eve of the first day of New England Patriots training camp. Brady does not have a deal for 2020 and beyond. Why is that? I want to hear your thoughts. Feel free to call in 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We're going to go on break now. When we return, I want to continue on this very topic and continue to look ahead for a team that has question marks as they embark the 2019 season. What are those question marks? I will talk about it in detail when we return. You're listening to a special edition of the Shukri Wright Show, filling in today until 5 for the voicemobile, Joyce the Voice. And this is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
Isn't it crime in giving yourself over to pleasure?
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Woo-hoo! Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
The goal, let's get it on.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
legalize marijuana.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Reform Radio. Special edition of the Shukri Wright Show today, filling in for the voicemobile, Joyce the Voice, here until 5 o'clock. We started off the show talking about the Patriots and the current contract standoff. You see, I don't even want to call it a standoff. If anything, I would prefer that a contract standstill. Not a standoff, but a standstill. Because, you know, as I was thinking about this today, and especially listening to what was being discussed here locally in Boston and in the greater Boston area in regards to Brady's contract beyond this season, the one thing that really stands out to me is the question that keeps arising, and it's a question that it's not a surprise, nor is it a shocker, but it's an understandable and a legitimate one at that, whereas the question that Brady keeps being asked is, how much longer do you intend to play? Yes, we all know that he's entering his age 42 season. We get that. And feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We know that he's entering his age 42 season. Excuse me. And the thing is, we saw glimpse last season that he's starting to hit that proverbial decline. Still played at a high level, but if we're comparing it last season to his MVP season of 2017, there was definitely a noticeable drop. There was, no question. My thing is now is this. If you're Belichick, and we all know from experience that Belichick is not one that succumbs to pressure from the local media or even the fan base for the fact of the matter. He sticks to what works and what has made him successful. So here's another question that's going to provoke some thought. At what point do you move on from Brady, or do you say, we're going to give you a multi-year extension, let's say three or four more years before we turn the reins over to Jarrett Stidham, the quarterback that was just drafted out of Auburn? Because the thing is, and the more I think about this, the more I really look at Belichick and say, hey, listen, we know that you have made some real questionable decisions, especially in the last several years. You have. Let's be 100% honest. As Pat fans know, the big one, which has yet to have been answered, and at this point never will be, is why was Malcolm Butler benched in Super Bowl 52? And even if you want to go way back to 2003, when Lawyer Malloy was let go, at the time, it was a seemingly a controversial and questionable decision. So now my thing is, are we at that point where we're going to potentially have that big question of what's to do with Belichick and Brady in terms of getting a contract done? Or is Brady, if he does not get the contract that he wants, is he going to end up walking away and play elsewhere or even retire because Belichick is too prideful? It's too prideful. And there are questions in which that How much does he want to get paid? I heard and have read headlines all across. You know what? Pay the man. Just pay the man already. Whatever he wants. Sounds a lot easier said than done. It does. No question. But the reality is this. When you are a team and you're in a league that has the salary cap that you have to look at, you have to take into consideration. How much is too much before you have to say no? Because let's face it, Brady is looking around the league and he's seeing these other quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, dare I even say Aaron Rodgers. He looks around this league and he says, these guys are getting paid a lot more money than what he is right now. And dare I say Drew Brees. But here's the thing. Drew Brees is worth the contract extension that he just got. He's worth it. Every penny. Because he's won already. He's won. Aaron Rodgers, he's won already. But here's the problem. With Rodgers, in Rodgers' case in particular. I consider personally that Aaron Rodgers is one of the all-time great underachievers in the NFL. For all of the talent that Aaron Rodgers has, why hasn't he won more? With that being said, I don't think Mike McCarthy is all to blame. But that's a whole other topic for another day. Brady, you know what you're getting. Belichick, we all know what you're getting. So, one would ask me, and I'm going to put myself in the spot. What do I want to see happen in terms of Brady's contract being resolved and what happens moving forward in regards to Brady? Personally, I want to see him get the contract that he deserves. Pay the man. But I'm also cognizant of the reality that surrounds Brady. It's not a question of ability. To a much lesser extent, it is at least. But more than anything else, it's the reality that's surrounding his age. Because he is getting older. And at some point, nobody has ever defeated Father Time. And I know Patriot fans don't want to hear it, that Father Time is undefeated and Brady at some point is going to succumb to Father Time. It's the truth. It's the truth. And in regards to looking at the other question marks for this team, there are some question marks in regards to the wide receiver position. Because right now, the only sure bet that you have is Julian Edelman. That's it. Demaryius Thomas, you don't know what you're going to get. And that's because he's coming off the Achilles injury. And he's not the same wide receiver or even tight end, that he was when he was in Denver. Especially the years that he had Peyton Manning as quarterback. But that remains to be seen. Not to mention the cornerback position. You have a logjam at that position right now, as it currently stands. You do. There's no question in my mind about that. So my question to you is this. At the corner position, especially in the secondary, who goes? Who gets cut? Because when I look at the cornerback position in particular, you talk about guys like J.C. Jackson, Jonathan Jones, Keon Crossan, Duke Dawson Jr., D'Angelo Ross, Ken Webster, Jojuwan Williams. Someone's got to go. Heck, even Jason McCourty. By the time we get to the beginning of the regular season, you're going to have to ask and answer the following question. And that following question is, do you keep a guy like Jason McCourty even though he was a huge factor, an important factor, as to why the secondary for the Patriots got better as the season went on? That's something in its own right that I honestly believe that Bill Belichick is going to have to answer and account for, and he will, no question. But here's the truth. The truth of the matter is this. You still got to look at the quarterback position. You still got to look at the quarterback position and ask yourself the following question. What are we doing here? What are we doing here in terms of Brady and as well as the backup? Because right now your backup is Brian Hoyer. We all know. He's getting paid, what, $3 million this year? $3 million. And you got Danny Etling, who's your fourth string guy, by the way. Let's face it. He's not going to have a chance to see backup time. At most, he probably will just be a regular practice quarterback doing scout offense at best. That's just putting it lightly. So with all of that being said, this is not as if the Patriots enter the 2019 training camp period and preseason without question marks, because they have a ton of those, especially tight end. Because obviously Rob Gronkowski, having retired, he's not coming back. And this is one thing that I want Patriots fans to understand. He's not coming back. So before you're suddenly disappointed, when reality really sinks in, face reality now. He's gone. He's not coming back. So right now, your options are Ben Watson. Oh, by the way, Ben Watson happened to be suspended for the first four games of the season. Whoops. So now you're left with Matt Lacoste. And let's face it, none of us really know what we have in Matt Lacoste. You don't. He's an unknown commodity that, let's face it, he's a guy in which, up until this point, hasn't done a whole lot in his career. He hasn't. And who's to say that he suddenly won't figure it out here? But the reality is, maybe with the open opportunity that is presented itself, unfortunately, due to Ben Watson's suspension, that he finally shows the Patriots what he can do. Maybe, just maybe. But that in itself, we'll talk a lot more on Saturday on the regularly scheduled program, the Shukri Wright Show, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We're going to take a break. And when we return, we're going to talk Red Sox. They lost today, 3-2 in Tampa. And the question now becomes this. After going .500 on this road trip, you lose 2 out of 3 to Baltimore, which I'm not happy about. You bounce back nicely by taking 2 out of 3 against Tampa. If you're the Red Sox, are you sellers at the trade deadline or are you buyers? That and much more coming up right after this break. You're listening to a special edition of the Shukri Wright Show, filling in for the voicemobile until 5. And this is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio.
Alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality. But I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. And this is Shukri Wright. So you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And we are going to talk Red Sox baseball over the next 20 minutes, or close to it at least. And I posed a question before I went on break. And one thing that I wanted to ask Red Sox Nation is, do you think, given that they have gone 500 in the last six games, do you think that they should be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline? Because let's face it, they are exactly 7 days. 7 days. A little less than that if you're being technical, until the trade deadline, at, I believe, is at 4 o'clock? Yeah, 4 o'clock on July 31st. And feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And the interesting thing about this stretch in particular, and I mentioned this on my regularly programmed show that airs Saturday mornings, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., right here on the same airwaves, 91.5 FM, WMFO, that they have a very important and critical stretch of games against divisional opponents. Right now, they're in the midst of that. Here's the thing. Beginning tomorrow, and we'll talk about this furthermore on my regularly scheduled show, the Shukri Wright Show, on Saturday morning, that they have a four-game series beginning tomorrow night here in Boston at Fenway Park against the New York Yankees. Right now, these games are absolutely important, and frankly, they are going to absolutely determine your season. Whether this team is good enough to invest in, or is it time to start selling away key pieces in order to look ahead to 2020 and dare I say even beyond 2020. Because the reality is this. I understand that the Red Sox, they're still good enough to contend. They are. Just based on the fact that they brought back 85% of what they had last season when they won the World Series. And you talk about now, currently, where they are and what their current reality is. They have the pieces to contend. But the thing that I've been saying most consistently on my radio show is that this team has grossly underachieved, and it's time to start looking hard in the mirror and start building your farm system. Maybe now, they start to finally turn things around. Maybe. But I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to tell you this now. This four-game series against the New York Yankees beginning tomorrow night is absolutely so important. It cannot be overstated the importance of this series. More or less, the importance of these next 12 games. It cannot be overstated, especially we're talking about the Yankees being the best team in the American League right now, as it currently stands. And this is the team that you're trying to chase down in the division. I mean, in the wild card right now, you're 2.5 games behind Oakland at the end of their game today. So you're right there for the second wild card. You're right there. But the truth is, are we finally beginning to see the reemergence of Chris Sale? And if you've been listening to the show, to the Shukri Wright Show, since its debut a few weeks ago, you know that I have been absolutely critical of Chris Sale and the fact that this team as a whole has severely underachieved. But here's the thing. In the last 2 days, yesterday and today, the pitching has done their job. They have. I give them credit. Not even just the last 2 days. Go back to Monday. Eduardo Rodriguez, he did his part. So, again, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. The Red Sox, the last 3 games, they've gotten solid performances out of their starters. But I'm still in let's wait and see mode. Because the truth is, we've seen this time and time again throughout this season that the Red Sox, when it seems like they have turned the page, they've fallen right back into their old ways. Mental mistakes. Not executing offensively. The pitching, the bullpen, not getting the job done. We've seen it too many times. So what I'm saying is that exercise with caution. I'm not going to get excited just yet, especially over the last few games. I'm not going to. Why is that? Because I have yet to have seen a 10 to 15 game stretch where this team has resembled anything like what they displayed last season. They haven't. And there is no excuse as to why they lost 2 out of 3to the worst team in baseball in the Baltimore Orioles over the weekend. That in itself is an embarrassment. An absolute embarrassment. So, my question to you is this. Do you think the Red Sox should be selling or buying? Based on what you've seen. And yes, we have a week left until the trade deadline, a week from today. Who do you think the Red Sox should look at in terms of needs? I'm not even looking at wants. Because offensively, that's not the issue. They need help in the bullpen. And I've been hammering this point since day one on these airwaves. They need help in the bullpen. And it's good that they're finally looking at bona fide relievers who are actually darn good at what they do. Not a number 5 starter in Nathan Eovaldi, who did not look good on Monday night coming out of the bullpen. Because he was bad. There's no two ways about it. He was bad. He's not a reliever. Don't fall in love with what you saw in a temporary situation last October. Don't trick yourself into thinking that this is now the new norm. It's not the new norm. It was a flash in the pan. It was. It absolutely was. So, honestly speaking, I think the Red Sox should look into selling still. They still should look into selling. Yes, they're 2.5 games back. Yes, they're close. Yes, they're in it. Yes, they still have a chance to make the postseason. But as I mentioned on my show, the Shukri Wright Show on Saturday, they are who they are. And they have been exactly that all season long. They are who they are. And I haven't been convinced enough to actually believe that they've suddenly turned it around. Especially when you struggle against bottom cellar dwellers. Like the Orioles, for example. And even the Blue Jays. So I'm not fully convinced. I'm really not. I'm going to step aside and take a quick break. When we return, final thoughts. I want to share my final thoughts with you for the day. Since we got a few minutes left. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show Special Edition, filling in for the voicemobile. And this is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Toss Free Farm Radio. We'll be back in just a flash.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Desire, but I think
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. And this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Final thoughts for the day while we have these last few minutes left. We talked about at the beginning of the show the situation in terms of Tom Brady's contract with the New England Patriots beyond this season. And the one thing that I talked about the most is if this was the start of Brady potentially this may be being it. In fact, we'll see. Thank you for calling WMFO. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is the next DJ. We're not on the air, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you had let me in.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I left my badge sitting at home, so I'm at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, no worries. I got you in just a few.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so to finish up my point, as I was saying that the thing with Brady in particular is that Brady's greatness, even then, hasn't slowed down. It hasn't slowed down since the end of the Super Bowl. And the thing that interests me in particular with Brady is that I really have to be wondering if he doesn't get a new contract by the end of training camp. By the time the Patriots unveil their sixth Super Bowl title in September, will he use this as leverage come next offseason? Or does he walk away? But I think ultimately a contract will get done. But I just find it ultra interesting how the Patriots, and especially Belichick in particular, because it's not Robert Kraft, it's Belichick in particular who has the power at this point in terms of contract and deals. So what's the holdup? If you have said, and you have said publicly that you wouldn't want anyone else as your quarterback of your team, then why are you so slow to give the man who has helped you win six Super Bowls as head coach what he is rightfully due? Why? What's the delay? What's the holdup? I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. It's been a very fun show. I certainly have appreciated the opportunity to fill in today. Stay tuned. Coming up just very shortly, Time Travel Show will be coming up next until 7. So you're definitely going to want to stay tuned for that. Thank you for all of you that tuned in today. You'll hear me again this Saturday at my regularly scheduled time on the Shukri Wright Show, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I look forward to talking with you some more, and we are going to dive furthermore into Patriots football Saturday. So definitely stay tuned. Plus, break down the opener of the Red Sox Yankee series that began on Thursday as well. We'll have a jam-packed show coming up on the Shukri Wright Show this Saturday morning at the regular scheduled time, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So you definitely want to tune in for that. Thank you for everybody tuning in today. Up next.